The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han Show.
And Ron. Welcome to another episode of the Dave and Han Show.
With your hosts.
Me, Han.
And
you, David.
Good. Should we have a standard open? You know how a lot of podcasts have a very standard opening?
Yes.
Is that a strength or a weakness? Should we have that, or should we just keep our on-the-cuff, off-the-cuff?
I don't think we should get into the shoulds. Let's just get into the haves. I don't know what that means.
We've received no official complaints about our openings.
That's right.
We've received no official complaints. Actually, no. Remember, what's her name? Anita? Natalie. Remember Natalie? She said that she had some constructive criticism.
Yes.
About how much we argue or something, or...
Yep. No, it was about because we put down the show all the time.
Oh, yeah, putting down the show. So, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So, until someone says, hey, can you get rid of that stupid, always different, always lame opening and just have kind of a standard introduction welcome, we're going to keep doing what we do. Dave, Dave, Dave.
Han, Han, Han.
The Dave and Han Show. Episode 29.
Now in mono.
Even though it's coming out of both.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's one channel.
One channel.
One channel's enough.
Two dudes, one channel.
Two dudes, one channel, just like the BBC.
No, that was like two girls, one cup. Ugh. Two guys, two cups. Your cup's empty.
My cup runneth empty.
Oh, to be like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Monday night. Ooh, spooky. Okay, Monday let's have a special. Microphone update.
Hello.
What? No, we talked about the microphone setup last time, and then we talked about where we were going back to these headsets. Is that what we did?
Yeah, we did that last time.
Okay, well, no new news on that.
Although, okay, that's the update, no news? Okay.
Well, no, I've since talked to my nerdy friend, my audio-video movie.
Is this called I'm a Nerd?
Yeah.
AV Nerd?
Yeah, AV Nerd friend, who pointed me in some directions of some...
Nerd.
What?
No, nothing.
Oich. I want to use the phrase, the term, the word doy more.
Doy?
Remember doy?
What's doy mean? How's it used?
It's like you said something dumb, I go doy. It's like a retarded thing or something.
It was just right after Where's the Beef and right before.
Mega. It was around the Mega time. Remember Mega?
Mega.
Remember where Mega everything was Mega? Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, okay, so this microphone... why did I say that weird? I put the emphasis in the wrong syllable.
Microphone.
That might be the bee's knees of microphonology.
Phonology. Is this a pricey microphone?
No, it was less than this shit thing we bought last week, the Bigfoot. What's it called? The Yeti. But it's cartiloid, is that the word?
It's made out of cartilage?
Was that a word? Cartiloid? Anyways, so...
Cartonidal? Cartusinal.
Like, we'd have to be on the same side of it, facing towards it.
Well, we're definitely on the same side now.
No, we're not. We're on the opposite sides of a table.
That's what I'm saying. We're not on the same side now.
Didn't you say we're definitely on the same side
we're
now?
We're definitely not on the same side now.
You said not in there.
Yeah, I said not.
Last time... Oh, we didn't even
read it.
That reminds me. Remember when we had a disagreement, we were going to check back later, and I won that argument. It has to do with me saying pee jokes twice.
Yeah, and it was a bathroom reference, but it wasn't explicitly pee.
But you were saying it was.
I said I thought it was, and in my mind, I had a vision.
And you were extremely sure of yourself.
I had a yellow vision of this watery liquid.
You were extremely sure of yourself that I made a number one
and
is pee joke.
I told you I was, but we didn't do it publicly.
Now we're doing it publicly.
I was wrong.
Okay.
But anybody who bothered to listen and rewind would have known that.
Like, now you see what I have to deal with every day.
And if you're still listening, well, no, I don't have any.
Okay, so that's how it goes.
On the walls of my bladder, I feel the increase in accumulation of liquid.
Anyways, so I'm not sure myself about what the best microphone option is. This is Bibble Battle, by the way. If you're keeping score at home,
don't keep score.
Should we make a drinking game too? Like out of this, we should discuss
that.
Well,
I think it'd be easy. Well, every time we put down the show, every time
we don't
say,
do that at all.
Every time we ask if this is the worst, or if this is the longest, or if this is the
we have not put
crappiest.
Down the show since we've heard Natalie's great
no,
advice.
No, we have. We have.
We haven't done it as much. Have
right. I think we have. I think we
have
must
I?
Have. Yeah, I think there were times when you said, is this the worst opening? Is this the longest lull? Is this...
Well, that's not really... That's an informative question, not necessarily putting down the podcast.
Okay.
Where were we? Oh, the microphone. Okay, so I'm not sure yet whether a microphone that's not... Like, we have two headsets individually. I'm not sure if a single microphone that would go in the middle of the table... Could ever be better in terms of humming and background noise and picking up other stuff.
Hummings and buzzings.
That we have with these headsets. I guess what we have to do is try out other microphones. The Yeti wasn't... We've tried different configurations and it didn't seem to give us what we wanted. So we're working on it.
We should just look up what other podcasts do. Like, just find out how they get their quality.
Well, here's... Okay, here...
What?
I want to call him Bob.
Let's call him AV Boy.
AV Boy. He's not even AV. He's a lot more.
He's AVD.
What? He's... Oh, God. Han, if you have to go home now, I will just take it from here.
All right. See you later.
Hello. What? He pointed me to this microphone that is another... Sorry. He was linking me to these bunch of podcasts called 5x5.
Okay.
Not SGU 555, but... And this 25. Is a network of podcasts, and one of the popular, like one of the big ones, they had a transcript of a recent episode or an episode, and they discussed their setup. They're talking about changing their setup or doing something different, and they mentioned how they do it.
Should we just have played that instead of our show?
They have two dudes on these like
one mic.
No, two dudes, two mics, but on Skype or something. So they each have a channel. They're not together like. They're in different rooms or different houses at the time through Skype, so they're recording two separate channels that they just put together for the final podcast. Do you understand?
I do, but I don't see how
but
that's
that doesn't
any
work
better.
For us. How we do it live in the same room?
Yeah,
and I don't think we could have two separate real microphones. That makes no sense. So whatever they do is, I think it's very different if you're in the same room live, not live, but if you're doing it together in the same room,
okay.
Yeah. So this type of setup might be the best for that type of thing. But we're still working on it. I'm still working on it. And one day, many, many episodes from now, you'll hear better audio.
And we apologize. Well, this is not criticism, but we apologize, and we're acknowledging that there are hummings and buzzings.
Yes. In episode 28, as you said, the first minute is...
There's a slight hum.
A slight hum? Or
well, a noticeable hum.
A noticeable hum. So if you're hum sensitive... Do not listen to the previous podcast, which is nonsensical to tell you now in this podcast.
Why? They could be listening to this one first.
I think statistically it would be more likely that they've already heard the previous one.
Not necessarily, no. Because when they podcast feed and they subscribe,
okay.
At this point, yes.
I'm asking you, for.
But
if
future,
you take all the people who've heard episode 29...
If we go into the future... If we keep making episodes, people will pick up episode 29 or higher, whatever is the most recent.
Just
pick that one first.
Do you know what Conan used to do in the year 2000?
Yeah, I remember
the year 2000. Does he still do it?
I don't know.
He did it past the year 2000.
Used to buy to be able to book. But what? Be able to book?
I wonder if he's still doing it these days.
You could buy.
Anyways. Han, are you psychic?
Yes.
Okay, really?
Okay, next segment. What?
In my hands, I'm holding the Jack of Diamonds, the Queen of Diamonds, the King of Diamonds.
I don't want to hear hand and Jack on your behalf again.
I'm putting one closest to you, one in the middle, one closest to me.
Well, obviously...
Now, tell me which one... Can you tell me, using your psychic powers, what one is what? Just tell me...
Well, you're a mortal man, and mortal men would normally put a queen here, but you're going to put a Jack here.
So you... Here. And the people at home...
Like, what Clark closest to me?
Clark Kent is closed. The one closest to you... You're saying it's a Jack.
Yeah. It's the king.
It's a king.
Which is exactly what... Well, we had it upside down. Okay. Smarty pants. Are you psychic? And if so...
Not really.
Let's
Maybe.
Test it.
I haven't, if I am, I don't know yet.
So you feel a twinge of psychicness.
No, but I
so
might
I'm gonna
be psychic.
Put down three cards in the line between us.
Same thing.
One card closest to you. One card closest to me.
Okay, I know the middle one is the jack.
The middle one is not a jack.
Well, we're both wrong. With the, with what the we thought were the jack
Are
was the king.
Kings? No.
Three Kings. Good movie, eh?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Movie review.
Surprisingly good.
How would you rate it out of 10? 8 for me.
8? It's been a while since I've seen it, so I would put it probably a 7.
Because you're just scared, because you don't remember.
I know, I don't remember.
But when you saw it...
I remember enjoying it, but not thinking awesome.
Okay, fair enough. 7. This is our first movie review.
Is it?
What should we call it? Movie reviewing.
No, I have a name. It's going to be Put a Film on It.
Do you have a segment for that?
Yeah, I was going to talk about other movies I've seen recently. Should we talk about another movie?
No, let's...
Let's just put a film on it under wraps.
Well, it's going to be revealed very shortly.
See, I did a little joke there. Under wraps.
Under wraps.
Film. Anyway.
I don't still get it. Explain.
Like wrapping in a film?
Film as in like soiledness?
Like like a filmy thing.
Like mist or steam
has a whatever.
No, what I don't know. What you
mean like you know, like cling wrap or something.
So you're saying film is wrap?
Can't
you talking about celluloid?
Yeah.
This is a stretch.
Okay, well let's just leave it at put a film on it.
Okay. Should we go into it? Let's do it. First of all, so our very first, this is very exciting for me, our very first movie summary, not really review, is you give Three Kings 7 out of 10, great rating, and I give it 8 out of 10, great rating. Even better.
I almost feel like I have to see it again, because you've inspired
me to
think about
You're putting too much...
All right.
We want our initial instinct.
We only get
instinct.
The numbers, the raw score.
Well, for
I think
people
want to know.
Yeah. Now, time, who's excited here? Put up your hand. I see you, you.
No, I didn't put up my hand.
No, I'm talking about the people in the audience.
Oh.
That, you, right there. Yeah, you. Yeah, the one who's going,
I don't
me?
Know why you actually act these out. That is the most disturbing thing.
You're the most disturbing thing.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so new segment, put a film on it.
Put a film on it.
Put a film on it now.
What, the same generic 7 notes? Is this the... Okay.
Also, I hit the microphone during that and ruined it.
Whew, should we start over? Oh, I did it. Sorry.
Wow.
That's a drinking game right there.
Natalie, I am so sorry for Han's behavior here.
I think when that happens...
No,
when
we don't do that anymore. Until
it
now.
It doesn't criticize the show, though. Does it?
Is can it criticize your face?
I just, like,
okay.
I'm the perfectionist.
New segment. Put a film on it because...
No, that wasn't it. That, okay. Well,
is it not put a film on it?
It is put a film on it.
Why would you say that's not it?
Because the way you sang it.
Okay, do it. Go.
I was going to talk
about your screen there. What is that?
That's the... Well, he's looking at my Apple iPhone. I have the iPhone 4.
What is that
and
darker
this is
square?
My home button is not working so often, so well. So I have this, like...
Is that an accessibility
button,
thing?
Accessibility
okay.
phone home
go
button.
Go on. Go. Do.
That's what that is.
Nerd alert. Okay, go.
I was going to talk about... It's been a while now.
I just
a few
realized,
months.
Why do we have the headsets on? We just need the microphone, eh? It's
well,
weird.
It's comfortable, and my ears are...
Warm?
Covered. I saw a movie called Pacific Rim in the theater. Some of you may know it. It's about giant robots.
If you follow Han's blog...
What's the name of the director?
Han.com.
Sergio Leone. What's his name?
Sergio... No. Oh,
Del Toro. Benicio Del Toro.
Not... Yeah?
Is it?
Hold on. Did you mention this on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's tell everyone. Han...
Why?
No?
Han.com. You can go to my website if you want.
The good news is say it again, you'll never be able to spell it. But if you do know Han's actual spelling of his name...
If they were interested enough, they could have just looked me up and then...
If you want to know what Han was thinking about 3 months ago, right there you go.
Well, this is the first put a film on it, so let's just... We'll catch up and then...
Okay. Put a film on it.
Again, with that one. Pacific Rim. Okay, anyway,
Pacific
I hated
Rim.
The movie. That's what I'll say.
Hold on. We're talking about the movie from like months ago that no one cares about anymore.
Yeah.
Possibly a year ago.
No.
Okay, go.
It wasn't a year ago.
Was it summer?
Yeah. It was like summer, yeah.
Okay.
Well, summer just passed. It's only in the middle of fall,
okay,
I guess.
So put a film on it. So
That's a drinking game. How many times do you say the name of a segment?
I'm not going to interrupt you
Every
anymore.
Time you say this, the name of a segment, you
I'm
take a drink.
I'm not interrupting you. Go ahead.
You would be sick by the end of this show, both from drinking and from listening.
Go ahead.
That's my final put down.
Don't make me interrupt.
Put a film on it. No, I was just going to say I hated Pacific Rim. I just thought it was... Okay, let's go through the pluses. The pluses were there were giant robots fighting. It's a lot of fun to watch.
I hate it so much. Let's go through the pluses. Hello? What? We went here with the negatives.
Well, I just thought the plot was dumb. A lot of the characters were dumb. A lot of the stuff that happened in the movie was dumb. A lot of the stuff that... like, a lot of the... The aliens were really stupid. Like, they had super
powerful...
Spoiler
alert, there were aliens.
There were aliens, yeah. Well, obviously, the kaiju, or whatever, the giant monsters...
Whoa, let's not bring ethnic cleansing into this.
The Jujus were... What? the giant robot... No. The giant monsters were aliens.
I have a put a film on it when you're done.
Okay, well, anyway, they were just really dumb. Like, there's the superior... technology race, whatever, but the way they did things
race.
Was very silly. Yes, I'm very biased against made-up races. Does that make me... Anyway, they were just... They acted in such silly
like
ways.
The New England
like, it didn't
Marathon?
Make sense what they were doing. Like, the human government didn't make sense, which is, I guess, not a new thing, but also the alien
whoa,
government.
Whoa, there's a human government now?
There's various ones, yeah.
Okay, out of 10, put a rating on it.
I'll give it a 3. Not worth watching, not worth paying for. I guess you could watch some of the robot parts, I guess, if you're into, like, watching
like
awesome
individual
animation.
Robot parts, like yeah. their generator or their
some of the fights are kind of
panels.
Entertaining, but also it's like the robot has a sword, but he only pulls it out like
on.
One of the
a
last
robot
battles.
Has a sword is the funniest thing you've said in this entire podcast
yeah.
since we started.
It's like the robots can shoot things and stuff, but he also has a sword that he
they
just pulls out.
They have melee attacks.
Yeah.
Is it melee? Melee? Moulin Rouge? What?
Okay, anyway, that was my...
3 out of 10. Hans, put a film on it.
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Would you say you got rimmed when you saw that movie?
I would call it Pacific Crap. Okay,
ooh,
no.
Interesting.
That was not my... What?
Now, let me throw in I don't have a pre-planned put a film on it.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you one right now.
It's going to pay as you go? Plink.
I'm going to also give a 3 to 10 rating for my film, which I saw 2 days ago. It's a little thing I like to call Silver Lining Playbook. Silver Linings Playbook?
Silver Linings Playbook. Is that anything like The Notebook?
No. Unless The Notebook was a really shitty film, too.
You didn't see The Notebook? I didn't see it either.
No, we're guys. We don't see The Notebook.
Okay.
We're guys, right?
I know. Okay, I mean, Silver Linings Playbook. Give a brief,
you are 100%
give
a guy.
Give a brief
you
synopsis
a guy,
of what the
right?
movie is, because I don't know what that is.
Okay, here's the movie. Two mental patients fall in love, and then at the end, in order for everyone to be happy... There has to be a double...
A kaiju shows up.
A double bet. A parlay, as they keep calling it.
They go to Fantasy Island?
A parlay. In order for the movie to end happily, a parlay has to happen. Some sort of multiple incident bet where the... I don't know the team. New York Giants? No, it's not New York.
Wait, what?
Some football team has to
There's
win...
There's football involved?
Some football team has to win... On a certain game.
Because of the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
And a dancing team has to score at least 5.
On what? America's Got Talent?
No, on just some little dance competition.
Okay.
So only if a football team wins their game and the two main characters can dance better than a 5 rating, does the movie end happy. Now...
What? These are conditions within the movie?
Yes. They both have... And they both have to happen, because it's a parlay bet.
I don't know what that means.
It means, like, more than one thing.
What,
like,
they bet, like, in Las Vegas bet?
Yeah. Two, like,
do they sell
Robert
their soul
De Niro,
to the devil?
Robert De Niro and another man have this wager.
Is this Brewster Millions?
he might lose the restaurant. Okay?
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So... It's fucking retarded. It is so stupid. It was ruined. It kind of started okay with, like, an interesting story about two people. What, like, one guy has OCD, or not necessarily OCD, but definitely has a bipolar. another. He just was released from like a psychiatric hospital or something. Mm-hmm. So two like characters who have mental strong issues.
Okay.
Falling in love. That was at least okay. And sure. Then it just turned into this weird part. The whole thing, like, they forced
does
down
he
your
have
throat.
To sleep with that other guy's wife in order to make him a man? Okay.
Wow. You've been waiting to say that.
No, I just came up with it now.
God. Anyways, 3 out of 10.
Okay. 3 out of 10 sounds actually pretty good for how badly you sounded like you hated it.
No, as I was saying, because it started off kind of interesting at least. It was, whatever.
So no silver lining for Silver Linings Playbook.
No.
Okay.
More like a
no silver medal for Silver Lining.
Okay, let's do it. Fuck. We've been wasting enough time. We've been torturing our listeners. Let's get to our fakey five. This time you start.
Fakey five. We're in our favorite segment.
What? No.
Wherein we read out five items, five related items. Five facts, five bits of trivia, factoids to the other.
Five things. It could be anything.
But
they're
usually related. Well, they're related. Related? And
there's a theme.
There's a theme. And one of them is false or made up or otherwise doesn't fit.
Which of these things is not like the other?
Trademark.
Sesame Street.
Okay, so these are this past weekend in Toronto, we just had.
Hold on, I'm from Toronto. I might have a lead on this.
Yes, so am I. We just had Nuit Blanche.
Nuit Blanche.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but it's Fakey. A big night of, like, it's a night.
Pheasant?
It's a night art festival, I guess.
It's an held, art, like, citywide
from, like, dusk
art
to dawn.
Festival that goes from sundown to sunrise. Which you could
dawn.
Call overnight.
Okay. And I guess Toronto's been having it for a few years now. Anyway. And
six years or so.
They pretty much like shut down a city so that people can like revolve.
Well, a lot of downtown.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, it's all pervasive, I guess, downtown. Whatever.
Now, here's a little trivial fact that I saw in the booklet, which is in my toilet. Not in the toilet itself, in the washroom. But it said next year it's moving to a whole new area. So I think it's...
They're moving out of downtown?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting.
Which is a disappointment for me.
Which is kind of... Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
So that's... Speaking of Nuit Blanche, we actually... So it's world... They have it all over the world. It originally started in Paris. Or... It depends on how you look at it.
I did not know this.
Well, that's why it has the name.
I understand it's a French name.
Okay. But actually, before that, it was started in Helsinki. But anyway.
What? Helsinki? Wow, I said
that. In Canada, there are four cities that have Nuit Blanche. No, five cities. So I'm going to read out four, and one of them's not. I just included.
What? So there's five cities that have Nuit Blanche, and you're going to name five cities, but one of them isn't really.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And obviously, I'm not going to name Toronto. I'm replacing
Can I look
Toronto
at your screen to get a little hint? Okay.
Okay, number one. I guess you get to know a little bit about Canadian geography.
This is dangerous. I could have known this, eh?
You might.
I don't. But I mean, this was an interesting risk you took.
Yeah.
Because you know I like the Nuit Blanche.
Yeah, okay.
You know I've gone every year almost. Did
yeah,
you know
the
that?
Toronto one, though.
Yeah, yeah. I just mean, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I don't know where any... What are you doing? You're talking to yourself. It's scaring me.
I'm just wetting my lips. Wetting... What? Readying my whistling. Anyway, go on.
No, I'm just saying, in theory, this could have been... I could have maybe had a good chance on this, but actually, I have no idea. I don't know any other city.
So you're just saying that so that people believe that you're going to pull out it. Anyway.
No.
Number one.
I always speak the truth.
Halifax.
Okay.
Number two. Huntsville. Number three, Winnipeg. Number four, Ottawa. And number five, Vancouver.
So obviously Huntsville is the one that would seem extremely unlikely.
So if you don't know, people at home, Huntsville is like, definitely in terms of population, it's the smallest.
It's a very small town.
Yeah. It's a very small town in Ontario.
Okay, so you have four, read them again. So
Halifax,
Vancouver, Winnipeg, Huntsville, and what's the fifth
Ottawa.
One? Ottawa.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm talking about this year.
Step one, I like how in previous Fakey Fives, I would already eliminate one or two or three of them. So it was Fakey two or three, which was a great way. And I've been bombing those when I get. But now, so the question is, number one, is Huntsville, like Huntsville seems extremely unlikely.
Yes.
So.
But I will. Okay, go on. Yeah.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that there's no requirement.
That means nothing to me. Anyways, so did you do the Huntsville fake out or not?
The old Huntsville gambit.
Okay, I'm going to just go. I'm going to like do a 50-50 decision here and think Huntsville is real. That's not your fake out. Okay, so that leaves Halifax, Winnipeg, Vancouver, and Ottawa. Halifax, so Vancouver seems likely. Winnipeg, Halifax. To me, it's between Winnipeg and Ottawa. Winnipeg and Ottawa. Winnipeg and Ottawa. Winnipeg and Ottawa.
What do you know about these cities, David? What can you tell the listeners about Winnipeg and Ottawa? Why do you pick those two?
Ottawa is my answer.
You refuse to answer my questions. It was Vancouver.
Wow.
They do not have an official Marie Blanche.
I thought Winnipeg would have been too cold.
But they have.
Is it early?
I don't know when it is. I'm assuming it's around this time. It's maybe next month, next week.
I thought that after I said Winnipeg, I thought, wait, what if it's at a totally different time of the year? It's like in July. Anyways.
The thing about Winnipeg is they have a thriving arts community.
Your face is a thriving arts community.
Whoa.
Okay, so let me do my Fakey Five. So you got me again. Last week we did a double get, right? No one got a double. And I think the week, or whatever, the previous one, you won and I lost 2 weeks ago or two episodes ago.
For those keeping score?
Okay, I have something very, very similar.
Okay.
Facts about Peru.
Vancouver.
So your answer is Vancouver.
Go on. Facts about Peru.
Okay.
Why Peru?
Well, I was looking up something. And then, I'm not saying anymore. Facts about Peru. Five facts about Peru, one of them made up, or altered, or...
Altered Peru.
Or just, I was typing randomly and whatever came up.
Okay.
Number one, Peru contains the highest city, like in terms of altitude, in the world.
Possible.
Number two, Peru's president... is Horacio Cartes.
Cortez?
Cartes. C-A-R-T-E-S. Who was convicted and served time for selling narcotics.
Who hasn't?
Number three.
Think about our mayor.
Maybe I base it on our mayor. What? Number three. The Nuevo Sol, N-U-E-V-O-S-O-L, is the currency of Peru. The Nuevo Sol. The Nuevo
Sol. Never heard of
Sol.
It? So that's suspicious.
Number four. The top-level domain for Peru is .pe.
Oh, darn.
And number
and that question you threw in there.
And number five. The Amazon rainforest, which is, I think, the world's largest rainforest, covers about half
Not for
of
long.
Peru. Not for long?
Covers half a Peru.
Okay, I'll read them again.
No. I think it's going to be either Nuevo Sol or the Peru, P-E. Peru, why wouldn't it be P-U? That's the question.
P-U!
So you said it's P-E?
Dot P-E.
So are there other countries that have start with P with an E? There's the Philippines, but I think the
why
P-H.
Why would you think it would be the first letter and the last letter? Could that be a double fake out on you?
I'm just trying to think of the other countries that would.
What about Pennsylvania? Pepsi Cola?
I'm going to say Nuevo Sol is false.
Wrong.
Oh, what was it?
It was the president.
Oh, he wasn't convicted of the narcotics thing?
The Horacio Cartes is actually the president, I think, of Venezuela. I just picked another country's part, and then I completely made up, just totally made up, selling narcotics.
Okay, but he might have been
guilty
of this.
But his name was not Horacio Cartes.
Okay, well.
Unless he's president of multiple countries. No, actually, not true at all, because I saw the president's name, and it wasn't him.
Okay, fine. You got me.
Double fake out.
I guess that's something that I would do, so I can't...
I was proud of this one, because I was very confident you would not guess that one as the fake.
You were right. The Nouveau Soul.
And I was surprised that...
Did they have a higher city?
No, the half of the Amazon
rainforest.
Yeah,
I knew it was down there somewhere, okay. So...
And I was originally going to do a fakie five of the world's highest cities. That's how I ended up on Peru.
And why didn't you go with that one? That sounds
because
fun.
What was I going to do? Like pick a fifth that was a little lower? Like I don't know. It was. Right. I thought this was more fun, and it was. I think
it was. Okay. I got to say Nouveau Soul.
Should you start collecting your Nouveau Souls,
David? Would you rather?
What? Would I rather? What?
Would you rather know the time of when you will die, like someone just tells you,
like the time of day.
No, the date.
The date of when I'll die.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you call time.
Okay, date and time. With the exact
date
moment.
And time. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Date and time when you'll die, or you get to learn the date and time of when 10 other people of your choice will die.
That's a good one. Not for that trade off. The question is. It's really, would you rather know the date and time you die or not? That's the way I see it. That's already a would you rather.
And yeah, because like, how would you live your life
obviously,
if you knew?
It's like official. You can't like avoid it, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. That's a good one.
Would you want to know?
Well, here's the thing, like...
Like if you
what
knew,
you want to know is if
you
it's
just
like,
live the way you want to live.
Is
right?
it in the is it like way in the future or not? That's really what you want to know, right? That's all you care about. That's all I really care about. Is it like in the next 10 years or is it like at least 20 years to 100 years?
Or is it 3 months from now?
Ow. Oh, fuck, that hurts. Oh my god, you might have to edit this out.
They don't call it the funny bone for nothing.
Oh, it wasn't the funny bone. It was just a pain bone. It was the set.
Oh.
Oh god, it just literally hurt like pain, not that weird vibration, funny. Oh god! For those who can't watch this audio recording, I just hit my fucking elbow on this fucking chairs.
They're your
this?
Chairs.
What do you
this
call
is
this? The top of the chair,
the back of the chair,
but the front, the
top. Adornment of the top of the back.
Holy shit! That fucking
your
hurt.
Chairs have little horns. What do you want?
Ouch! Now I was just thinking, just out of the blue, right now. Now I'm okay. Like, what if we wanted to take a picture of this chair so our listeners can...
participate.
No, can see what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, if in our little show notes...
They're kind of fancy chairs.
If we had a little link, is that what we need to do? Have a link in our show notes for an image?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, we're going to do that. If you're listening right now...
It's totally viable.
Go to DaveAndHanShow.com or TheDaveAndHanShow.com. But obviously you'd go to DaveAndHanShow.com if you had that choice.
Why?
Because it's less letters to type.
Okay.
And there will be a link on episode 29 to show the chair that I just hurt my elbow on.
Okay.
When was the last time you... Did you ever swear on this podcast? I think you have at least
I'm probably
once.
Sure.
But you haven't done it lately. You're too much of a lady for that kind of stuff, right?
I just don't have it in me.
Okay, so did I answer what would you rather?
No. Do you want to know?
Oh, yeah, okay. So... Okay, I told you my thing about death.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show. Like,
what?
And you have at least 50 years or whatever, a certain number of years, so you can la-la-la a certain number of them.
No,
and
that's
then...
not talking about.
Oh.
My dream is to die suddenly.
Oh.
Remember, did we talk about that?
No.
Oh, no. Anyone who dies suddenly wins, because you never really die, okay?
Right. Everything is working out for you,
and
that's
then
how you...
you instantly die without knowing it was going to happen. And then that doesn't change. There's no dread. There's no depression.
But don't you think it would be also nice to die when you're old and you're like, I'm ready to die?
No. I think it doesn't matter. If it's sudden, it doesn't matter when. It's like you don't die. You live forever, basically.
So someone killing you instantly is doing you a favor?
Yes.
Okay. I understand what you're
saying. But then, it's, the interesting thing about that is, if instead of shooting you from behind instantly, right, if they just shot you from in front, is that much different? How's that so? Is that really? Does that ruin the whole thing, or is it just one or 2 seconds of oh shit?
That's like, one is or that 2 seconds really, of oh
does
shit.
Does that totally change the game? It's interesting. We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. Anyways,
don't forget to get a gun.
I,
David Noble,
would choose the second option only because I don't want to know the specific time. Okay. Now,
correct.
Okay. Now, there might not be a correct for my would you rather.
What, you have a would you rather too?
Yes. Now, this is a little different than yours. This is one of those you get a benefit at the cost of a detriment. Okay?
It better not be nothing or what this
benefit. No. My previous ones were like that. Okay. Would you rather have 36C breasts, but...
You realize I'm a guy.
That's the point.
Okay, you mean on my body and my
you
chest.
You have womeny tits.
Okay, so 36C...
I don't know what 36C is. I don't even know. It sounds big to me.
Is that average? Seems average.
I think it's above... But 36, I think it's above average.
Okay, sorry.
Would you rather have large breasts, above average, womeny breasts, but can read a 400-page book in 2 minutes?
So there's a bonus to go
with
this.
I just said that.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so you have above average breasts.
I can't get them surgically removed.
No, because your heart is in
them.
Can
I get them enhanced? Okay.
Yes.
Go on.
But you read very fast. A 400-page book in 10 minutes. 40 pages a minute.
And it's just as if I was reading any
No, book. Sorry. 200 what? Pages a minute. 200 pages a minute.
I don't know if I can turn pages that quickly.
Do you even...
Are you kidding me? Think about how fast you have to be turning pages.
You have a skill of turning pages quickly. There's even an or to this.
Okay.
First of all, it's not would you rather have 36C breasts or would you always have really bad BO.
So these are all like four bases you're just throwing all mishmashing them
but
together.
But you have a beautiful singing voice.
How bad is the BO?
I wrote really. Okay, like, it's just like, noticeable. Anyone
so it's not
nearby
like,
you.
It's like.
No matter how you clean yourself.
I'm in the top percentile of bad human odor.
No, it's just very noticeable from anyone within a 2 meter radius of you.
And I can't wash it away.
No. It's just who you are.
But a beautiful singing voice.
Like beautiful as in you would win competitions.
Okay, so like, is it something that would cause people to cry if they were near me?
No. Well, I don't think BO causes crying.
So just regular BO, just strong BO.
Well, no, it's really bad. It's very unpleasant for people around you.
I can't wash it away, which is weird.
But they could put like clothespins over their noses.
Yeah, it wouldn't affect you with your special
Oh,
holiday.
No, I'd be immune.
Okay, so we'd still be, we'd hang out?
We could still hang out, totally. Even okay. with the tits.
See, this one is like, I don't care if I have tits. Do I? I might, but it would be like, I have to buy a whole new wardrobe. It'd be. I like being active and like, I don't know. Both of them are kind of social pariahs in different ways.
That was kind of the intention.
Yeah. Reading a book is super handy, but being able to sing is something I'm kind of enticed by.
Would you rather?
The thing is like, also, people who have to drive with me, I'd be embarrassed on the bus. At least with breasts, I can, like, kind of tie them down with, like,
no, they're
tight
huge.
Shirts.
They're huge. So I said double D. I should have said double D. Oh, but I didn't mean like super weirdo stripper tits.
I guess I'm also kind of intrigued by having breasts at my disposal anytime I want.
Yeah, you can use them for your own pleasure. There's no restriction.
No, I will. Obviously, that's what they would be for.
Okay, are you needing breasts?
Oh, gosh. I think I would be too weird, and I would probably want to know when I die. I would go with the...
Wait, you're going to pick... You'd pick when you want to die? Know when you
no,
die?
No, I would not.
Okay.
But when if I had those breasts, maybe I would.
That's the weirdest... What was the other thing I said? The somethingest of ever on this podcast? What did I say before? I don't know. Funniest, the dumbest.
Longest lol? What?
No, earlier I said you just blanked the blankest of this podcast ever.
I don't remember.
Okay, fine. See, I'm not the only one who can't remember.
Okay. Breasts or body odor?
Plus the benefits. It's not just those two.
And I can't mask...
That alone always is interesting.
I can't mask the... No, screw it. I'm going for breasts. You know what? I would love to be able to read that quickly.
You could learn so much, right?
You could learn so much. I could catch up on all my reading. You know how many books I want to read?
See, that's the thing. See, I was trying to pick two things that...
The thing is, I would like to be able to sing really well, here's but the thing. How much...
By reading so much, you could be like a super smart person, and then you can make money off that. And also, by having a beautiful singing voice, you could become like a singer.
Well, I'm not thinking about the money aspect. I'm just thinking like, oh, it'd be so handy to be able to read quickly.
How could you not think about the money aspect?
And having breasts is not that big a deal, after all. And there's a small benefit.
Also, like, you could probably wean children. That was fun.
Yeah. I gave you kind of an existential would you rather, and you gave me kind of breast. Let's see here. How are we doing for time?
40 minutes.
Okay, since we had a... I'll just sneak in a quick new word phrase.
Okay, I don't have one, so let's go.
It's really dumb. I hate it. And you hated my last one, so you'll probably hate this one too.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with breasts. It is...
I'm out.
It is butt bubble. Okay. Which is just another word for a fart.
But doesn't it have to be wet?
No, it doesn't have to be. It's just a... Like, you can envision a bubble of air coming out of your butt. And this is the funny thing.
I can picture a...
Actual bubble of liquid?
No. A bubble you think has an outer surface of moisture. A pocket of air. I just picture a wet fart there.
Okay, it could be wet in your it, you know,
I don't want it to be wet.
Over time, you know, maybe the Oxford English Dictionary will be like, well, I guess
butt
it means
bubble is a fart.
Wet fart, not just a fart.
Well, I just think it implies some sort of...
Wetness. Moisture involved.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, it's all kind of wet down there anyway, generally. But you know what's funny is I looked this up to see if anyone...
No. I disagree with that. Because most farts are just wet-free.
No, but there's obviously the gas that has to pass through, like... It's a moist
Slick
thing.
Surfaces.
Yeah, that's moist air coming out of you. It's not completely dry. It's not like you have an internal air conditioner. What? But what I was going to say is that... So I
How
this,
cold are your farts?
Oh, man. I was going to say, I looked this up, which was not a mistake, but was a mistake, to see if anyone had ever used the term butt bubble. But there isn't. But I didn't realize this. Butt bubble's not a term, but bubble butt is a term.
Yeah, that's like some sort of hot... Anus.
There was also there was a music video released earlier this year called Butt Bubble. Or Bubble Butt, sorry. Now I'm mixing up the two terms. Yes, David.
It's time for Dangerous Wager.
Oh god, these are so stressful.
Dangerous Wager. Wait, we need segment. We need little... Didn't we talk about how we should maybe make...
Yeah, no, we always
literally
do.
Studio prepared segment introduction.
Well, if
jingles.
We ever got a studio, and if we ever prepared.
Okay, here we go. This is a very simple, direct, dangerous wager. Ready?
Okay.
$1 million from me to you.
If I answer this correctly,
I could probably immediately give you, maxing out everything I have. I can give you.
Really, you want to tell people?
$25,000.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know if I
And
have
then
that
the
much.
The next the remaining $975,000 over as long as I live.
Right.
You know what? Let's give a condition, okay? I have to give you at least...
Yeah, but have you seen the time you die?
At least no. I have to give you $50,000 a year every year.
Okay.
That's going to be tough.
Goes right into my breast foundation.
You get that. So first of all, you get $25,000 within 3 days.
How much does it cost to get breasts?
$25,000 within 3 days, and at least $50,000 a year for the next 20 years. Actually, for the next 19 and a half years. Okay,
nice.
Ready?
Done.
All you have to do is tell me right now what the toll-free number for customer service for JCPenney is.
JCPenney, 1-800-252-667-8.
667-8?
I don't know.
You got the 1-800 right. You know how there's so many more, like 1-866?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot more now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Maybe so I should have just spelled out JCPenney.
I just did a butt bubble when you said 1-800. You got the first four digits correctly. Correct.
Yeah, but that was a reasonable chance of me getting that. Okay.
I know. Anyways, so I get you got it wrong.
I get $1,000.
If there's any JCPenney fans or anyone who needs to call JCPenney, it is 1-800-322-1189.
Now, does that spell out JCPenney in phone letters?
No, 32 can't be JC, so no. JC is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ Penny? I didn't know he had his own currency.
Okay, 45 minutes. What's next? I got a few things. You got a few things. What should we do?
I feel like you should do a big thing. Do a big thing. Unless you want me to do a big thing.
Okay, I have a new segment.
New segment. Dangerous.
Are you ready? You know, Nerd Alert.
Do I ever? Why is there a long pause? What is it?
Okay, we're going to take
Make up a name?
We're taking a quick break.
Hello.
A pause right now.
Why?
Okay, I got a... Bob was in a... Bob, maybe would come over.
Okay, well, he can come over, but you didn't pause it, so let's keep going.
Okay, we're
What's
yeah,
the segment?
Yeah. Okay, forget it. We're not doing Bob. What? Okay.
Oh!
New segment.
The segment was an interview. Okay, no, let's pause. And
no,
let's
it wasn't.
Okay, well, I don't know.
New segment. No, he texted me as I... See, on the Android, it pops up. Okay, ready? New segment.
Okay.
You know Nerd Alert.
Do I ever?
Okay. New segment. Called Transportation Alert.
So you started saying trans, I was like, uh-oh, what is this? Transportation Alert, okay. What does that mean?
I don't know. It just has alert. Anyways, my transportation alert, which I spelled wrong of the item, is skateboarding.
Oh!
Skateboarding!
Or in your case, longboarding.
Or not. That's the whole point. Not the whole point. One of the points. Okay, I am older than your typical skateboarder by a couple of years or decades.
Magnitudes.
I am about 200.
Teenagers?
No, I am at least in my 30s. Let's not get too specific.
Yeah.
I'm in my very late 30s, let's be honest.
Okay.
Anyways, but just a week ago... Hold on.
2 weeks.
No. A week and a day ago. No, 1 week ago. Last Monday. That's when I bought it.
Are you
sure? The longboard, yes.
Okay. You bought a longboard?
Out of the blue.
Well, you were thinking about it.
Well, no, I wasn't thinking about it. But you know what? You were there. Actually, you were not there. You were near there when it happened. You know JFL we went to, yeah?
Just for laughs?
42.
Welcome.
We were walking, and then you left at some point. We were walking home from one of the events.
Okay. Right.
It was on... where did you leave me? Was it on College, or was there something on Bloor itself?
Bloor Spadina, maybe?
Yes. Bloor Spadina. So you left, and I was walking along Bloor, whatever, some downtown street.
No, it was College and...
Okay. Anyways, so I'm walking, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Another 20 minutes, they walk home, like, la-da-da-da.
Right.
Listen
Late
to my podcast
Toronto.
And shit, yeah. And then some skateboarder just went, not really, because it was...
And then he got on a skateboard.
No, it wasn't downhill. So he was just like push-push, skate for a bit, push... And it just kind of went pretty fast by me, and I'm like, why am I walking? Like, I like to walk. Like, why am I walking everywhere when I can kind of... glide for like half the
time. This is good. I like this because in another 10 years, then you'll be like, you'll see a cyclist and like, why don't I get on a bicycle?
No, I'll get to that in a second.
And another 10 years, you'll be like,
a car.
Then a car.
And then
yeah.
I'll be in a plane.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in a teleporter.
Yep.
So I'm like, I just suddenly hit me like, oh, skateboarding. Like, I live and work downtown and I walk to a lot of places downtown. So I'm like, everything's within a 10-kilometer radius. A
lot of flat surfaces.
Yeah, although I've learned what you said, because you told me this once, like, about a month before, that, like, it's all
Toronto's,
downhill.
Yeah,
from
Toronto's on a slant.
A very slight slant.
A very slight
that a pedestrian
slant.
Wouldn't, or a driver of a car, would never realize, really.
But me being a cyclist,
you're
I know.
A cyclist, and now I'm a boarder. Yeah, it's very obvious, like... I could just, where I live, stand on the skateboard, push off for one bit, and literally go 10 kilometers.
Yeah, you take advantage of the potential energy you
built
up.
I didn't know there was a gradual hill the entire way. Anyways, so I was walking, and I saw the skateboarder go by. I never skateboarded before, and I thought, you know what? Skateboarding. That'd be good to go around downtown. And I think it's safe. Like, the way I would use it, okay, there's two types of skateboarding. There's cruising / commuting, like going to a destination and back, either on the sidewalk or on the street, whatever, mostly on the sidewalk.
What's the legal status of skateboarding?
You're allowed to go, you're a pedestrian, you can go on the sidewalk, 100%.
100%?
100%. I looked this up.
Longboard too?
Yes, they're both the same.
What about the streets?
I don't know what the street thing is. Okay. It's a good question. A lot of real, like, serious skateboarders use the street, not the sidewalk.
Okay, so you described one as commuting, and another
The other one is tricks and stunts.
Oh, right. Yeah. The Tony Hawk style.
Yeah, yeah. So I have no desire for the tricks and stunts side. I really just wanted to use it for commuting, and it really just commute. I didn't even know it was fun yet. So I went, and I bought a skateboard, a longboard, and tried it a few times, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's
not that difficult.
It's like the boring, not boring, because I listen to podcasts almost all the time. But the time consuming walks ended up as it's fun to skateboard. The same thing,
right? Because your heart is constantly like, oh my god, I almost have fell.
No, well, the downhill is easy, but I don't know how to stop, so I have to. Anyways, whatever. The point is, the downhill is fun, and then on their home, the uphill is very intensive exercise, right. And I think it's good for cardio and health and burning calories and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So there's benefits in both directions.
One's a ride and one's a little bit of exercise.
So I've only done it for literally 8 days, and I four of those days were rain, so I didn't do it. So I did it for 4 days last week. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it way more than I thought.
You've not fallen yet, or have you?
I
almost let's fell. Talk
about that. We'll do future updates. There was
a mishap.
A terrible mishap.
Oh my god!
I was okay, but
you hit someone? Oh my. Okay, we'll cover it later. We'll wait till the police report gets through.
But if my parents hear this,
you're fine, though.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what's
fine.
Important.
Yes. And then
it was a victimless crime.
Anyways, I'm into skateboarding now.
Okay.
I'm a little older than the regular skateboarders.
Skateboarding, a little bit of salt and
battery on the
side.
I'm a little fatter. I'm heavier than the average skateboarder. Although I'm on a weight loss thing. Maybe we'll have another time, too.
Okay.
Soon I'll be at my desired weight, and then it doesn't even matter. I'm on it. Anyways, nice. So skateboarding is a new thing. If you live and work...
So now you...
No, listen, if you live...
You're inspiring
first of all,
a generation
if you work,
of people to get
you're
to
an, you're an adult, and you're not like a kid skateboarder anymore. If you live and work within 10 kilometers, you should try it. Of course, the big catch is in Canada here, in Toronto, about 5 months of the year is there's snow or there's...
Well, there's precipitation or something, yeah.
Actually... In terms of no precipitation, there's, I don't know, 120 days of the year, maybe. So it's limiting, but it's a similar limitation to bike. And here's a big point I was going to make right at the beginning.
You can take it easily on the transit.
I think, this is my main point from when you started this. If you, oh my God, it's 53 minutes.
What? Okay, keep going.
Every time we do this. Anyways, if you're going on the sidewalk and not going fast... I think it's safer to skateboard than to bike in downtown Toronto. Comments, quickly?
I don't know.
Okay, fair
maybe.
Enough.
Maybe.
I could be wrong, too.
You're going slow on a skateboard, yeah, maybe. But the thing is...
Now, I never go faster than I... Whenever I'm going too fast... This is how I skateboard down a hill. I build up speed...
You know, you say that, and then it's like you had this incident, and...
No, the incident was something else.
Okay.
I'm going to say the incident after this little thing. I'm going down a hill. As soon as I feel like I'm going too fast, I literally step off the skateboard. I'm not quite running when I do that, but I'm like very quickly walking, and then I slow down and I stop.
Okay.
I can always just step off.
Definitely the argument can be made that...
But wait,
okay.
Let me just finish what I was saying.
Yeah.
So But this is because I don't know good ways to stop yet. There's two ways to stop. You either do a foot stop where you one foot's on the board and the other foot touches the ground to slow down. And I'm learning that.
That sounds impossible.
And the other one is kind of like turn with like an S thing, like carving as they call it. To just like,
of course, you
just
need like a carving in space.
Yeah, you slow down through carving on skiing, similar on surfing, and similar to skateboarding.
But a sudden stop would involve jumping and running and hopping.
Not hopping. I don't know why you would be on one foot because it implies kind of one foot. No, you just you get off the skateboard and then you're walking very quickly. You have your mouse with you and you're clicking. No, so I'm not going faster than I can just kind of step off, slow down, or stop in like 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, now, I'll just tell you what the incident was, because I promised you. I was, and if you're my mother right now listening, can you please turn off the
podcast? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
So I was going down Church Street.
What's the name of the segment?
Listen, it was a transportation alert.
This is the alert.
I was going down Church Street to Richmond.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, it's a red light. I'm on the sidewalk.
Okay.
So I'm going, I'm like, okay, time to stop. There's some people around. So I thought, at this point, this is on day, like, two of skateboarding, I'm going to try the foot brake.
Right here, right now, this intersection, I'm going to try a different new braking technique.
God, yeah, yeah. So I tried it, and it didn't work. I kind of fell back. I fell back, but just basically sat down. There was no pain or anything. I just ended up sitting down on the ground. Yeah. But my skateboard shot out into the red light on me, into the one-way Richmond Street, and the board rolled, and a car ran over it almost perfectly where the board was underneath the car when it ran.
Are you sure you weren't playing GTA 5?
The board, like, flipped over and stuff under the car. And got severely damaged.
It tumbled underneath. Okay.
Yes. And the car kind of stopped. The board fell out. He realized, okay, it was just a board. And then he just went on. The board was damaged. The whole rear axle and wheels were damaged. And I had to go and get them replaced. But the board itself survived. And the front wheels. Anyways.
I didn't even know. Wow.
So.
So you
was,
had, a,
so I had an accident on like the was
your board had
day.
A near life experience. What? Yeah, near death.
Yeah. What was the point of this?
Oh, well, you were talking about safety.
I was trying something when I shouldn't have tried it at that time.
Yeah. So obviously, why
would I try it on those pedestrians and there was cars? And I'm like, let's try something new. Now I've since learned there's some one way streets that are never really used near where I live. Like there's Mutual Street and Granby. That's where you practice these types of things.
Right.
Okay. So,
right. This is obviously a learning curve.
Yeah, a learning curve.
So there's going to be some.
I forgot the main
accidents.
Point of why I said all this.
No, I was. Well, you were saying that you think riding a board is safer if done on the sidewalk slowly.
Yes.
Than a cyclist.
Okay.
On the street.
Yes. And this is an example where even doing on the sidewalk slowly, what happened, but. You know, you learned to cycle when you were young. I'm learning to skateboard right now. I shouldn't have tried a new idea at that time. If I didn't, my safety record would have been extensive. What?
Yeah,
okay, 58 minutes.
Well, let me just say in cycling's defense, I mean, obviously the argument can be made that, yeah, it's going to be safer because the worst thing that could happen is you run into a pedestrian, or I suppose into a car. Although, like you said, if you're always stopping at intersections, then that shouldn't be an issue unless somehow a car decides to drive on the sidewalk, which is
first of all, you're on the road.
No, okay, but I'm talking about a skateboard.
Oh, sorry.
So a skateboard, yeah, your chances of
but you're
damage.
Missing one big thing. Another thing of skateboard which I've learned is a stone. If a stone hits your wheel wrong, it could. Stop. I shouldn't. My mother's listening. She just had a heart attack. No, a rock or stone.
You're much more. Because your wheels are so small, you're much more sensitive to.
But.
Particles.
That's happened to me twice. Once with you when we were walking to the center.
Yeah, you just keep walking.
Yeah, I'm not going fast enough to even have that as a major problem, but it could suddenly just ruin my balance and could possibly make me fall.
Yes.
But. One thing you can do is just always kind of look as you're skateboarding what's ahead That's really how you handle.
And that's when I had my idea to put little lights on the front.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, so there's other things too, other than just people and cars, right? There's literally physical obstacles that if you're not paying attention.
You're not making a good case for yourself.
No, I'm trying to give the whole story.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, because you're on a sidewalk, mostly the things you have to deal with are, like, those stones, yes, but also pedestrians. So your chances for damage is, like, falling damage, mostly.
Right.
Whereas on a bicycle,
also,
you have to deal with cars.
Speed severely much less
you're
than a bike.
Much slower. So, yeah, no, I totally agree that it's safer, using air quotes, because your maximum damage is much smaller, or your maximum potential for damage, or whatever. Whereas on a cyclist, yeah, of course, if a car hits you or runs over you, that's pretty damaging.
But also, it is possible if you're skateboarding on the road.
Yeah, but you said a sidewalk, so.
But yes, but I'm not 100% doing sidewalks, and I'm doing sidewalks because I'm learning too.
Yeah. Well, that's also okay.
From what I've seen so far, which might be the wrong way, skateboarding on. First of all, I'm concentrating on side streets. I would never skateboard on Yonge Street. You know, the main streets, I don't do that at all. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where I work now, there's a bunch of side streets that basically are 90% of the way. Okay. So if I go on the side where oncoming traffic is, which sounds dangerous but not, like, I'll know always when a car is coming, and I can always just pull to the side when a car comes. That's what I do now, and that's what I think I do when I'm, like, better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think when you're cycling, you kind of have to go with traffic. You don't really go on the opposite traffic side.
Okay.
I'm just saying, skateboarders can be on the street, on side streets, very safely. If you go kind of on the opposite traffic lane and then just stop or pull over or just whatever, just avoid. It's easy to avoid cars. You're going very slowly. So what I've seen so far, it works out pretty well. Why am I sounding very terrible?
I don't know.
Next segment. No, we're done. So party thought on.
What? Party thought? No. Don't we have time for... What? Over an hour?
It's 12:01. You want to be in bed 1 minute ago.
How many times did you say skateboard? Oh, jeez, Louise.
There'll be more. Okay, this skateboarding will be an expanding segment.
Okay, well, I'm wasting my time to what?
Parting thought. What
my
do you
party
got?
Thought. My parting thought is
better be
to
good, dude.
Try to pursue a project that allows you to do what you're already good at doing. That's what makes it more enjoyable.
Well, say it again.
Oh, you have a problem with my parting thought?
Do a project that you're good at.
That allows you to do what you're already good at doing.
So, is there an example that for you that would apply? Are you good at anything?
That's what I'm trying to think about. Like, suppose if I was, I would enjoy.
What are you good at?
I don't know. Cycling, some certain types of video games, some programming.
Yeah, you're right.
Certain type,
definitely certain types of video games. Like, what's your favorite iPhone game you play all the time now?
A Hero Academy.
Now, is there any project you can do based on your excellent?
Well, I would love to, like, develop games like that. That would be fun.
But just because you're good at playing Hero Academy, is that a... I don't think it applies to your parting thought. But
I
you're
could
good
be a
at
good
cycling.
Tester. I could be
Maybe
a tester.
You should, what about a long-distance cycle to raise money for something?
I could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't.
So you're going against your own parting thought.
I didn't say... Anyway, what's your parting thought?
I don't have one.
What?
I told you that 3 times earlier tonight.
You said you did. You said you were working on one. Okay, maybe not.
No, I did say I was going to try to come up with one, but then I didn't.
Okay. Well.
Wow. We're going to end that. Should we just do one more thing?
I don't know. Is
okay,
that,
I have a very quick bookie look.
Okay, do your bookie look.
Last episode I talked about I was reading Dr. Sleep.
No, you weren't?
I had it written. Did I not go to that?
No.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
What? We can't just end like that.
You need to be in bed.
We need
like,
to give people something to chew on.
Okay, I don't have. Well, I'm going to do that bookie look next week because we don't. Or next time.
You don't have a quickie.
I'm just thinking. Oh, time to joke. We're going to end in a joke.
Oh, yeah. Time to joke.
Okay, ready? Now, two old retired men are sitting on a bench watching the time go by.
Why would you assume that? Oh, you're telling me that they are.
Okay. I'm doing the time to joke.
Okay.
There was an old hound dog lying on the ground in front of them. So two old guys on a bench.
Gotcha.
The dog lifts its hind leg and begins to lick his privates, as dogs always seem to do.
Mm.
You already know where this is going?
No.
One of the old men says to the other, "Boy, I wish I could do that." After a short pause, the other man says, "Well, go ahead. He looks like he's a friendly dog."
And then... that's all right.
Have you heard that joke before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. I like that joke. That's a joke I've heard.
I kind of got the idea of where it was going to go. But, yeah. No, it was all right.
Time to joke.
Time to
and
joke.
And say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for coming out. And do not forget to donate to our podcast.
Verbally?
Wait, we don't even have that.
By email?
Just email us if you want to give us money.
Dave@thedaveandhanshow.com. And Han @thedaveandhanshow.com.
And Han is spelled H.
Well, how are they going to email?
O-N.
They're not going to email us money. Don't do that.
No, email if you want to, just if you're inquiring about giving us money.
Oh, David.
We should do a Kickstarter about something, eh? You're cycling for charity.
That. Why? Why would people donate to that?
We're going to, you know...
What am I going to give them in return?
Okay, you know what?
What are the rewards?
Okay, listen. What was your parting thought?
Pursue something that...
Okay, we're going to do that with you and cycling.
That involves a skill that you're already good at.
We're going
to
decide a charity thing with your cycling. You're so mad that I decided that.
Well, okay.
I said that.
Now I'm thinking, like, I need to get a new bicycle. I need to train. It's a whole schvitzing.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for coming out.
Bye-bye.
Not in a gay way.